ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
ये निमाशाम का समय।
This time of dusk meditation,
जो हम सब संगठित रूप में,
which we practice together as a gathering,
बिल्कुल silence में बैठे,
in which we sit in complete silence,
और अगर सचमुच हम अंदर से,
if truly from within,
अपने आत्मस्वरूप की स्थिति में स्थित रहकर बैठे,
if we sit in that real spiritual stage of being internalized, then what is the experience?
कितना वंडर है,
it is a great wonder,
जो बाप ने जो कुछ कार्य किए हैं,
all the work that Baba has got done,
जो कुछ हम बच्चों को अभ्यास कराया है,
and all the practices that Baba has got us to do,
जो द्वारा जो अनुभव कराए है,
and the experiences we attained,
का यादगार,
there are memorials of all these.
आपने सुना होगा भक्ति मार्ग में कहा जाता है,
you must have heard in the path of bhakti they say for the time of dusk that the deities are traveling around the world at dusk. You may have heard that. You can raise your hands if you did.
जैसे कि देवताएं हमारे ऊपर,
and this is as if the deities are moving around above us like protectors, protecting us. This is how they believe in bhakti. Have you heard this or not? You must have heard this, yeah?
तो देखो ऐसी ऐसी बातें भक्ति मार्ग में अभी तक,
in the path of bhakti, the things that are done here are praised in bhakti, and the devotees believe in God with all of these feelings, and at such a time, in many ways, in bhakti, at the evening, they come together for the aarti, which is where they light flames and they place that in front of the deities. There are many forms of memorials of Baba's work, and the praise of that has been going on since bhakti, and it carries on until the very end. Thinking about this and remembering this, Baba reminds us how great we are, how fortunate we are. Our fortune is very elevated. We apply Baba's teachings and his instructions into our life, and we practice them. And we also experience that indeed all this praise in the path of bhakti is referring to the activity of Baba, and together with that what we children also do, because we do Baba's work with him. And so we are truly elevated, which is shown by the way in which the devotees remember what we had done in the previous kalpa and what we are still doing now. So we fortunate children have become practically the children of Baba, and we become Baba's helpers. And it makes our lives so elevated and pure.
बाप ने वो कर्तव्य कराई है.
Baba has done the work through us, which we do with him, and we are also praised in bhakti. They remember the angels, and that is our memorial. Who are they remembering? It's us. So Baba says, children, always remember. And keep this happiness inside, awakened within you. Such happiness and intoxication actually gives power to the soul. Baba says, take time to be in solitude, to practice Baba's remembrance and take power. Take power from the silence that you experience in solitude. Go deeply into stillness. In English we have two words, silence and peace. In Hindi we have just the one word, shanti. But go into stillness, silence, which will give you the feeling of happiness that gives you intoxication. Silence, take you deep inside. And you understand, what am I? What is the soul? And within I, the soul, there's really a great power within, which we did not recognize. We knew that God is the almighty authority, and we accepted that He has great power. And Baba says, I am, but you are also Master Almighty Authorities. Baba comes at the end and gives us the knowledge of the whole drama, the knowledge of the whole cycle. And we souls play a role within that entire cycle of 5,000 years. That means there's so much power within the soul to do that. Baba knows our entire part. We know what kind of acting we do, what is the benefit, and how we become what we are. Now we play our entire part, second by second. So that means I, the soul, have a lot of power within me. Now you must recognize your own power. And for this, Baba says, sit in solitude and focused in concentration. We must understand the depth of the One. As much as we go into the depth of One in silence, we understand what that really is and we experience it. Then the soul regains its power and realizes what I truly am, what I was. What happened to me as I played my part, and now I am becoming the light. And I am understanding the depth of myself, and that awakens the inner power. To go within the self and create that power, or reawaken that power within the self, we have to go inside and be internalized and go into solitude.
जो बाप कहते हैं उनके सार में समझ।
And the things which Baba has been telling us, we can go into the depth of the essence of those, and then we can experience the power of the essentiality of what he says. Baba gives us this experience of really, what am I, the soul?
कितनी शक्तिशाली
so powerful.
बच्चे पहले अपने को पहचानो.
Baba says first recognize yourself.
बाप को जानो.
Know the father.
अपने को पहचानो.
Recognize yourself.
बाप के शक्ति को पहचान.
Recognize the power of the father.
स्वयं को ऐसा शक्तिशाली.
And make yourself that much powerful too. As much as we know his power, and we accept the greatness of his work, we also become part of that work. To that extent, we also become powerful. Then we can fulfill the hopes of the and the desires of the devotees. Stay in this thought, and then waste thoughts cannot arise. Baba has asked us to become free from everything that is waste right now. And so as we look at ourselves, look at our chart every second, this is why Baba has encouraged us to write our chart. As we move along,
बच्चों से कुछ न कुछ भूलें तो होती रहती है.
It's easy to make mistakes, and then we excuse ourselves, saying, "Well, we're effort makers."
अभी वो समय नहीं.
But now Baba says, "This is not the time to excuse ourselves." But how long will I forgive you your little mistakes? So with love he explains,
I am
merciful. That doesn't mean that you take advantage of it. Baba moves us forward with his mercy, but then on our side, we must surrender ourselves to Baba.
इतना प्यार कुर्बान तभी होते हैं जब इतना प्यार होता.
We can do that because he loves us so much. It's very easy to surrender yourself to someone who loves you.
जो बाप कहे जैसा कहे.
And then whatever he says to us, how he wants us to do it, it becomes not difficult for us to do it. If any Srimat seems difficult,
स्वयं को महसूस कराएं तो हम
then we won't be able to surrender ourselves to him. In Laukik, if a father gives a duty to a child, and the child is the real child who fulfills that duty and who follows the instructions, we do feel that we are the ones who follow Baba's instructions. In fact, our experience has created the scriptures, even though the scriptures are a bit mixed up, but the origin of the stories are our commitment to Baba. So continue to talk to Baba. and then you keep thinking about these things, and in that way you merge in love with Baba, that love. Actually erases the account of debt of our past. We become merged in the ocean of love, and we will feel that there is nothing negative inside us. We are just detached from everything and merged in Baba's love. Though we have a body, but we feel so beyond this body. Baba says, be internalized. Adopt your true form and experience that. And within, you will find there is power. And on the other hand, because of Baba's love, you will not be able to forget the remembrance of Baba. Baba has promised us, be in my constant remembrance and all of your karmic debts will be destroyed completely. So that remembrance merges us in love and it transforms us and we adopt the form of absolute purity. There is no outstanding account and the feeling within the soul when you're in this stage. It's a very beautiful one. This feeling gives you power, and even the intellect becomes so pure. Last Sunday, Baba talked to us about justice, being the judge. Baba gave us the title of justice. Who gives pure, accurate judgment? So thinking about these treasures that we have received from Baba, everything becomes very clear to us, and the intellect is filled with those treasures, and does its work accordingly in that very pure way. Baba says, children, cultivate these pure and elevated thoughts, because this keeps you in enthusiasm and zeal in your life, and then you enjoy, and the happiness moves you forward. So it emerges Baba's remembrance within you. We are Baba's children, but yet he reminds us always. We had forgotten. And now it is the time when Baba reminds us and we return to our clear understanding of who we are. So the present, based on the past, is left behind, and now we have a present based on the clarity that Baba is giving us, and so it becomes very easy for us to apply the teachings that Baba gives us each and every day. He says, do not speak evil, hear evil, see ear evil, have any evil feelings. Whatever you see with your eyes, there's an effect.
But
there's an attitude within the drishti, and so as is the attitude, so is the drishti, and according to the drishti, so is the world. These are the sayings that Baba mentions, and he clarifies the meaning. We know these sayings.
And
now we are following truth, and these sayings remind us what truth is, what we were, and we now remember that truth, and we become the embodiment of truth once again. Baba reminds us what we were, and what he is, what you were, you have to become again. Keep this aim and keep thinking about this. And these thoughts become reality in your life. And then it applies in our karma, and we do that karma through our senses, sense organs, which creates a pure future. Again and again, we remember the present time, and we have reached the last moment. Time is passing, but definitely it is certain we know the conditions of the world, our study. Baba reminds us of Dharna again and again. So we must understand that what he says is truth, and so then that truth becomes visible through your form. We remember Baba's teachings, we make ourselves return to our original true form, and by the power of that truth we awaken ourselves. We experience this, and then with honesty we are able to be present in front of Baba. Baba has created our daily routine from Amrit Vela. We wake up early, we take power from Baba, we perform our karma, we have the meditation in the evening, letting go of everything from the day, and in a very high stage we return at night to the stage beyond this body, and we rest, and then next day come again. In the beginning, we used to practice like this at night. So whatever we did in the day, like Shankar, we finished everything off, merge everything, and then the soul returns to its original form, and in that stage goes into rest, in a stage of being beyond the body. Then we start again, Amrit Vela as Brahma. states. We go through the stages of Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar through the day, come into the body, perform karma, play our part on this world stage. Like the new world starts through Brahma. At the beginning, Baba had given us these experiences at the beginning, and by practicing, Baba got all of the yajna activities to get going, and we have now reached the completion point of the yajna. Now we have to make our stage like that, the final stage. Now we finish off all the old outstanding accounts and go back home with Baba. So think about these things, keep this thought for yourself in an awakened state. Fill yourself with so much power. You know the meaning of what Baba is saying, you understand it, but then it's a matter of doing it. Do not have any fear, have courage. Baba believes in us, looks at us with a very elevated eye, wishes to make us very elevated. And so with the power of the father, the courage of the children, he helps us, he moves us forward, gives us experience, and we attain the stage and fulfill Baba's hopes. So we meet each other and discuss these things, we talk to ourselves about it, and it increases our power and enthusiasm. And we make our stage. We make our thought power very elevated and create elevated thoughts. As we write, we develop these kinds of thinking. And with these pure thoughts, we discuss with each other, move each other forward, learn from each other, and we have a lot of love for each other, respect for each other. Then we remember our own self-respect and form a good gathering together, bringing Baba's teachings into our lives, and we reach our complete stage. So thank you for this opportunity to share these thoughts, and I've enjoyed meeting all of you. Having a spiritual conversation with you is my great happiness. And congratulations to all of you for enjoying the spiritual meeting. Om Shanti.
तालियां तो हमें अंदर के खुशी की बजानी है.
We do the inner applause now.
फिर से
few moments meditation.
2 minutes. इन्हीं खुशियों को और उमंगों को जागृत करते खुशियां
एंथुसियाज्म एंड हैप्पीनेस.
Thank you.